This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1852. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave, on this edition recorded November 17th. Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Cuba, East Turkestan, Ethiopia, France, Germany, India, Korea South, Madagascar, Myanmar, New Zealand, Russia, Rwanda, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Sudan South, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Unique Radio in New South Wales, one of our World of Radio affiliates, broadcasting our program four times each weekend, is temporarily off the air. Tim Gaynor says 3210 has been suspended since November 13th, while the transmitter site is being relocated north or southwest of the current transmission site. So stand by for further word from Tim about when they're back on 3210. Silly ball games can serve a useful purpose if they impulse a normally silent station to come back on the air. That's the case with Radio Panamericana in La Paz, Bolivia. November 11th at 0111, I was hearing Spanish on a frequency where there's normally nothing, 6105.34. And in fact, it was football coverage, including a goal at 0116. It turns out there was a championship match between Brazil and Argentina. In Playdx, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy was also hearing it on that exact same off frequency at the same time. Last reports we had of it were from March, when Robert Wilkner in Florida said, Radio Panamericana seems active occasionally when relaying Bolivian sports events in the local evenings after 2300. I checked 24 hours later after this reception, and it was gone again. And in the next few minutes on UT November 11th, I was also hearing apparently the same game, although the coverage may have been different, on another Bolivian, Radio Santa Cruz, which is always on the air, 6134.8. And furthermore, there was a game, probably the same one, on Brasilia 6180. And furthermore, on Radio Rebel de Cuba, 5025. Greg Hardison in California says, November 3rd at 0856 UT on 770, he heard distinctive Radio Reloj ticks and time pips from Cuba, well under WABC, while plundering a remote STR in northwest Ohio. So, a new home for Fidel's newser. Watch for other possible changes among Cuban medium wave outlets. Terry Kruger in Florida, who keeps close touch with what's going on in Cuban broadcasting, says this was the station in Artemisa plugging into Reloj overnight. Why they do that, only Arnie knows. Dateline East Turkestan in the British DX Club, John Hode reports good reception of China Radio International on 1521 kilohertz from TuneIn at 1445 UT on November 15th. Doesn't mention the language, but I suppose it's Russian. We have this report in Rustyx from Roman Pankov in Bulgaria. Broadcasts in Russian by CRI on 1521 kilohertz from Urumqi, resumed on 1 November after a long silence. In the 70s, the frequency was 1520 kilohertz, and there were reports that the transmitter power then was 4 megawatts, or even 8 megawatts. Whatever it is now, this transmitter will remain the highest power of all civilian radio waves in history. Also from Urumqi, East Turkestan, I report this, November 11th at 0131, just barely audible carriers on 4 frequencies, matching Xinjiang PBS, the domestic service, each in a different language, showing that they have gone back to their winter set of frequencies. They are 5060, 4980, 4850, and 4500. I also sometimes hear them in our mornings. It's more or less the other side of the world, so Gray Line can work around sunrise or sunset, and sometimes with more than JBA carriers. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports on Ethiopia jamming Voice of America services to that country. The Ethiopians bought exactly 6 Chinese-made transmitters some 8 years ago, which he thinks could switch to broadband DRM digital mode transmission and be used as jammers. Most modern transmitter units have very stable frequency alignment. He made these observations on November 14th concerning the 19 to 1930 UT broadcast of VOA in Tigrinya, the frequencies for which have been changing, probably due to the jamming. This segment is Monday through Friday only, although the previous hour in Amharic is daily. 9485 via Wolverton, replacing 15630. 9755 via Vatican, 11900 UAE, X13860, X15785, 11955 Sao Tome, 12040 Thailand, X11720, 12130 Lappertheim, Germany, but he heard no signal from that one, 12140 Kuwait, 13775 Thailand, replacing 13860 UAE, and finally 15690 from Lappertheim, Germany. Of all those frequencies, here's what he observed as far as jamming. These were not jammed on that occasion, 11955, 12140, and 15690. But jamming white noise was visible on his screen with broadband wide signals from 10 to 30 kilohertz wide. 9485, 9755, 11900, 12040, and 13775. Mike Cooper in Georgia says Radio France International has posted an updated shortwave schedule for the period October 30th through February 11th. That's when they make some more frequency changes. It includes a new half-hour broadcast in French towards the Caribbean at 1300 on 21650, a new frequency. As I recall, they used to broadcast to the Caribbean meteorological information. But Kai Ludwig in Germany says the new one is, of course, as explicitly shown on the schedule for Haiti, a program called Le Rendez-vous des Amériques et d'Haïti, with a short 2-minute insertion in Haitian language on workdays. Short apparently because, as they state, this is part of their world service, and thus does not end up on any other shortwave frequency, but presumably also on FM in Africa and Berlin. All RFI shortwave transmissions to the Western Hemisphere had been canceled at the end of 2011 after a contract with TDF ran out. As we've reported recently, Deutsche Welle in Germany has only one English hour remaining on shortwave at 16 UT. Kai Ludwig comments, English cuts, no one seems to have noticed so far. It's not just a scheduling change, it's a change in concept. And he quotes from their website, dw.com, radio remains very popular in Africa, while social media, especially Facebook, continue to attract scores of new users. DW Africa has relaunched the Africa Link radio program to reflect these shifting trends. The result is a show that is younger, more dynamic, more conversational, and more connected to its African audience. And remarkably, he says on another website page, they're lashing out at missionaries and other media outlets. Mike Terry forwards a story from dnaindia.com, laying out an action plan for All India Radio. An IIT Bombay report, I guess that's Indian Institute of Technology, says shortwave and medium wave services have few takers and must be scrapped. AIR should phase out short and medium wave access through the once ubiquitous transistors and radio sets and focus on FM instead, recommends an IIT Bombay report, while giving a thumbs down to the digital DRM technology that the public broadcaster is pushing. With most people accessing radio on their mobiles or car stereos, only a small fraction of listeners in urban areas use the difficult-to-buy transistors and radio sets, says the technical audit report on all India Radio's shortwave and mediumwave services. Barely 10% of people, mostly the elderly, in urban localities listen to shortwave or mediumwave. Girish Kumar, professor of electrical engineering, who headed the team conducting the audit, told Prasar Bharati. Digital Radio Mondial receivers, pegged by AIR as a technology replacement for Soviet-era worn-out short- and medium-wave transmitters, are just too expensive, the report says. Though a DRM transmitter can give higher range than others, installing a larger number of FM transmitters can help cover the entire country. However, AIR continues to replace short- and medium-wave transmitters in the country with DRM, even though the technology has few takers in India. KBS World Radio, South Korea, normally has a one-hour English broadcast on shortwave, but lately they've been registering some much longer spans in English, and I'm wondering if these are really all correct. Ron Howard in California was hearing a 7215 broadcast in English from 14 to 16 UT, so there's one that's 2 hours long, but the two different hours were not the same. The final hour was what he had heard earlier at 13 UT on 9570. Well, just to give you something to check out, I'm going to extract from their full HFCC registered schedule in English the spans which are longer than 2 hours in English, 01 to 04, 11725, 07 to 11, 13670, and 15210. 16 to 22, 15575. 18 to 23, 7275. 20 to 24, 15155. 21 to 24, 11715. I've also noticed in HFCC that ENG for English tends to be a default language for wooden entries, including where they that would be extremely unlikely, such as from Indonesian regional stations. Madagascar World Voice has been quite active the past week, but you never know when they'll disappear again. This includes the Arabic hour, known as Radio Feda, 22 UT on 11790. It's widely reported, including by Rodney Johnson in Las Vegas. I've also been hearing the hour in English known as African Pathways Radio on 17640, not only at 18 UT, but repeated at 20 UT. Also Spanish after 02 UT on 7390 when it slides past WHRI. In that language, it's known as La Voz Alegre. Their Chinese hour, originally from the New Life station in Alaska, also comes in very well here after 21 UT on 11610. It can do that because it's really aimed at Western Europe rather than China. Ron Howard in California reports Myanmar, 1 kHz off frequency, nominal 5985, but November 10th at 1228, it was 5986.03 variable by 1345 on exactly 5986. Wolfgang Buschel also noted this, maybe a keyboard glitch by the technician at 1610 UT November 10th when it was heterodyning CRI's Swahili service. However, by November 14th, it was back on 5985.0, says Ron Howard, with live sports coverage preempting regular shows, maybe a TV audio feed. This was from 11:55 until off suddenly at 12:23. And he says on that date, he had to listen on lower sideband due to Radio Marti on 5988. Yes, I meant to mention earlier under Cubanon that I was hearing Radio Marti on 5988 after 07 UT that date, instead of 5980 and escaping the jamming. I assume that was a mispunch on a Greenville keyboard rather than a deliberate attempt to escape the jamming, but it worked. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1852. Which also brings you the website worldofradio.com with a great deal of information. Both these are non-commercial, so your voluntary contributions are appreciated. By PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to woradio@yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Those who heard about the earthquake and tsunami in New Zealand on November 13th could tune in right away and hear direct coverage of it, including tsunami warnings on Radio New Zealand International, as Giampiero Bernardini did in Italy. They were on 11610 before 13UT and then switched to 7355. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports the Russian pirate station Comintern radio is heard again on shortwave November 13th. That was a Sunday, if it matters, between 12 and 15UT on 6209.9. which replaced 6989.9. Power is believed to be about 1 kilowatt. Kai Ludwig forwards a request for reception reports from Michael Pietz of Media Broadcast in Germany. We got a request from one of our customers to receive reception reports. Therefore, I would like to ask you to listen to the signal on any Saturday and send us a report to qsl-shortwave@media-broadcast.com. It's on 17870 via Isadan to Central Africa from 17 to 18 UT with 100 kilowatts each Saturday, starting November 12th. He says we cannot guarantee we'll be able to reply to your report with an EQSL card, but it would be of help if you have time to listen and send us your feedback regarding this transmission. Well, Kai Ludwig explains, this is obviously Radio Inya Butatu on a so far not reported frequency instead of the earlier planned 15180. Such a request for reception reports indicates the programmer is considering canceling shortwave due to lack of response. I have in my files that shortwave transmissions of Radio Inya Butatu had already been suspended at least once, exactly a year ago. For background, see their website, inyabutatu.org, where a crappy-sounding live stream auto-launches. This, of course, is the clandestine for Rwanda, which apparently was trying to promote the return of the monarchy. Well, I tried it during the hour in question, November 12th at 17:37, but only had a JBA carrier on 17870. So my report would not be of any help if the station was indeed reevaluating whether to use shortwave. The last reports we had of it being on the air were back in May of this year. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts also tried and reports a fair signal on 17870 at sign-on 1700 with string music, opening IDs and taped comments, an interview with several mentions of Rwanda all in a vernacular language, probably Kinyarwanda. From Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov also reports only a poor signal, November 12th, Saturday, between 17 and 18 on 17870, which he says is a 100-kilowatt transmitter in France beamed 144 degrees. It pays to keep checking 9545 after 05UT for Solomon Islands in case they're staying on late. Such was the case Sunday, November 13th. Ron Howard says there was a special extended broadcast long past their usual sign-off time with often fair reception. He was hearing congratulations to the Solomons for winning over Tahiti at the World Cup qualifications. That was between 04:32 and 05:56. The halftime break was filled with Christian songs. From 06 to 06:30, more Christian songs. At 6:22, their upcoming program schedule in Pidgin. Still going at 06:30 with a Christian religious program for boys and girls, but low modulation. Walt Somedy from Victoria, B.C., and several friends spent several nights on a de-expedition at Murray Harbor, Prince Edward Island, proving that you don't have to go all the way to Newfoundland to pull in some excellent, mostly medium-wave DX. Here's just one of his many items. South Africa on 828 kilohertz, 25 kilowatts, Magic 828, heard November 11th at 2138. Thanks to Nick Hallpatch for alerting us that Celine Dion was singing, and sure enough, it was parallel to the internet feed, which they often use to verify what they're hearing direct on the radio, and matched with some other music. He says a difficult copy, but the songs are readily copyable. He tried the day before and thought he might have had them, but not conclusively, but it was conclusive on this occasion. By 21:45 UT, 7 minutes later, it had faded down to be replaced by UK's Smooth Radio on 828. His full reports of this de-expedition have appeared in DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com. They had many more logs, especially from Europe and the Middle East. Tibor Gal in Hungary forwards a Reuters report of November 11th, headline, South Sudan authorities shut down popular radio station, which was set up with U.S. backing. Security officials shut it down, a journalist said, the latest media outlet to face pressure from the authorities. Nicola Mandil, a senior journalist at iRadio, E-Y-E, in Juba, which many listeners rely on for news, told Reuters security officials stopped broadcasts without giving a reason. It has been officially shut down by the national security indefinitely, he said, adding that three security officers locked the three studios and took the keys with them. They ordered all the journalists to leave the station immediately. Although radio broadcasts had stopped, the website www.iradio.org showed stories posted on that date, November 11th. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener also refers to the station website for an official statement about this, which says it's an independent, popular, locally run, non-profit South Sudanese FM radio station, the leading source of news and info in South Sudan. Senior management is following up with authorities to immediately resolve the matter. We will continue to update our listeners and the public if new information becomes available or when the station resumes broadcast. This is the one which grew out of the original Sudan radio service, and it resumed shortwave last April. Kai Lubig says, actually the ambassador denies that the station has been closed, saying he was told it was just for one day due to a mistake iRadio made. Well, I point out that obviously they could continue on shortwave from outside the country, and perhaps they will do that, although it might be difficult if their studio is unavailable inside the country. So we started checking for the scheduled broadcast. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says a carrier came up on 17:730, just before the 16:17 UT broadcast from France, but the audio was too weak to tell if it was really them. He says, as we've noted in the past, the Isodun transmissions were not live. They could easily have been transmitting a canned program from earlier. Let's check their next broadcast at 0400 UT on 7250. Jean-Michel Aubier in France did that on November 12th and confirmed, yes, they were still on the air at that time. Richard Langley agrees, but thinks from the program content it must have been from earlier in that week, including a brief segment in English at 0415. Welcome to the Sundown Show, broadcasting live from Juba, they said. And Jean-Michel Aubier says they also had a good signal on November 12th at 1600 on 17:730. And Wolfgang Büschel also confirms the next night, or morning, November 13th at 0430 on 7250. The Voice of Turkey is becoming more and more unreliable. This season, I've yet to have a listenable signal for the North American service at 04UT on 6080. It's very weak, but colliding with an equally weak signal from VOA Saint-Thomé. And you can't even rely on them broadcasting the proper language at the proper time,
Alan Rowe in the UK says on November 15th, they signed off the English broadcast at 23:23 UT on 5960 and started Italian, which isn't scheduled, at 23:30. Then at midnight UT, 16 November, the English transmission started again during an hour when no transmitters are scheduled to be on the air. Hans-Jörg Biener sends a press release November 15th from the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors claiming that its weekly worldwide audience has had its largest ever increase to 278 mega people, up from 226 mega in 2015, across all platforms, with digital ones seeing the largest percentage growth, followed by radio and television. I've been following the VOA Creole service, which still doesn't appear on the schedules. It started off broadcasting at 20 to 20:30 UT on 15220 and 11720. Stayed on the air on weekends, but in English instead of Creole for Haiti. As of November 11th, it was also in English on that weekday, a Friday. Finally, on November 16th, I noticed that they had moved it 1 hour later and was back in Creole. Same frequencies starting at 21 UT. Now concerning WRMI and World of Radio, the scheduled broadcast of our program UT Tuesdays at midnight 30 on 7730 has been missing for 2 weeks, so I asked Jeff White about it. It's because that transmitter is completely off the air. On November 11th, he told me we had some capacitors die on transmitter 14, so we're jocking some things back and forth with number 13 in order to keep 5950 on the air, even though on 285 degrees instead of 181. This is just temporary until number 14 is operational again sometime next week. Yes, I'd also noticed that 5950 was as strong as 5850, which is not the usual case with the antennas in normal use. Furthermore, on the 9955 transmitter, I've found that Brother Stair has been starting every day at 14 UT instead of 15, so that means the hour of worthwhile programming at 14 to 15 is no longer available, including World of Radio Wednesdays at what would have been 14:15. Another anomaly occurred on November 13th when WRMI was broadcasting on 15560, an unscheduled frequency. But as we found out before, that was an accidental mistune of the 7780 transmitter to its second harmonic. Nothing heard on the lower frequency. In the daytime, that one is supposed to switch to 15770. I've been enjoying the new show on WTWW Theater Organ of the Ozarks and confirmed its times have shifted 1 hour for standard time. They are approximately Saturdays at 19 UT on 9930 and UT Sundays at 0200 on 5085. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active November 19th to 29th. Peaking on the 21st with ANK indices of 55 and 7, and the 22nd, 45 and 6, then declining slightly, but not down to 5 and 2 until November 30th. Solar flux creeping up from 75 November 24th to a peak of 84 December 2nd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1852.